This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is one Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I've got a question on my mind. We talked earlier today. We tried to get our ducks in a row, but this didn't come up when we were discussing things. You are on the road a lot, right? I mean, when you're going to gigs, when you go visit family.
When I'm healthy and on a good schedule, I travel quite a bit.
So when you're traveling, how do you keep your weapons that you have close at hand, and where do you keep your weapons that you have close at hand, and what do you have close at hand?
Wow, man, you're asking me to, like, bust myself out on live radio?
Well, I'll tell you how I do it. I don't mind busting myself out. I'm not giving out any license. Nobody's going to know your tag number, dude.
I don't want anybody to know my tactics, techniques, and procedures. No, do you dig this? One, of course, I have, I'm wearing my everyday carry setup, right? But, as per the requirement, I have, a concealment garment on. And when I get into my vehicle and put my seatbelt on, I'm basically denied access to that pistol. You see what I mean?
I do.
So I have a dedicated truck pistol that is set up where I have immediate access to it while I'm driving. And I also keep several reserve magazines in immediate, reach, immediate access in support of that truck gun.
Right.
Right? Then I have a Remington 870 under the rear seat with two bandoliers of shells, one bando of buck and one bando of slug. And when I'm, and those are dedicated truck guns, okay?
Okay.
But when I travel, when I gear up and gear down, of course, I'll plan for worst case scenario, and I'll have, front and back plates in the kit and equipment that supports, integrated weapons work, with a carbine, BCM, AR carbine, and the requisite reserve ammunition for it as well. Now, based on the duration of the trip, that'll pretty much determine how much ammunition I feel that I need to use. Because I always try to be prepared for any kind of shooting opportunity. You know what I mean?
I do.
I might have a shooting opportunity or a training opportunity present itself, so I want to have, sufficient materials. I normally carry, in the back of the truck, I normally carry a small target package and range box that I can set up virtually, just a single target and accomplish a lot of work. But the things that you need to remember are, you know, food and water for at least 3 days. What is the climate like? What season is it? What's the weather? Do you have, you know, adequate shelter materials? You know, whatever you can do to enhance your position as if you were to have to survive on your own with your vehicle basically being your life support equipment.
Right. Right.
And that would about cover it. Pardon me?
I'm listening to everything. For your provisions, like, do you use MREs or, you know?
Actually, I use like a mix of jerkies, you know, high protein, low weight type stuff.
Right.
You know, I can suck it up and I can snack on beef jerky for 3 days in a row. I'll be good. But, you know, mix it up with some protein bars and stuff like that.
I don't
you
think
know, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Right. I, believe it or not, when I was in the military, I liked the MREs, believe it or not. So I have MREs in that particular kit. Although, and I do carry water. I think the only thing I don't have is I do not have a dedicated pistol and shotgun in the car besides the one that I'm carrying on myself. That's actually good food for thought there. And I guess it's because, now in Florida, let me ask you a question. In Florida, can you have a weapon outside of being compartmentalized Florida?
Man, don't hold me to this, but I think, yes, you can. It doesn't have to be hidden inside the vehicle. It can be, you know, you can see it, like laying on the seat, dashboard, whatever.
Gotcha.
Console.
I've seen some of those setups.
You put in within the realm of common sense, I think you're okay.
I've seen some of these setups where they, like, put some sort of magnetized plate on the lower dash to where you can just stick the slide of your gun up there and pop it on there, and it just sits there to where you could just reach down very easily to get it. Because there's some places, you know, keeping a gun in the gun in your console still means you got to get it out of the console and all this other stuff. And I would be looking to minimize steps.
I understand that. But, dude, do you understand what the third gun position is?
No.
Okay. For a dedicated, here's the real deal. For a dedicated vehicle handgun, one, you've got to look at the instance or circumstance of needing it in the first place. You know what I mean? Normally, if circumstances require you to think about using a firearm, you need it like right now. You know what I mean? So the third gun position, imagine yourself seated, you know, in the driver's position. Okay. Now you will take that pistol, whatever it is, and you will put it under your left leg, just behind the knee.
Gotcha.
And your leg traps the pistol against the seat. And of course you can leave, you know, part of the frame exposed, whatever, but you want to have the gun deep enough so your leg, you know, can maintain positive control of it. Certainly,
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the break. You can find out Dave's website is combatspeed.com, and you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK. lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So then, we were discussing the third position for the gun, where you basically pin it underneath your leg. Now that's not the first time I've heard that. That's also like in a crouch. If you have to reload your weapon, that's also a way to reload it if you only got one hand, right? You stick it at about the same place.
Well, yes, true. But it's I would hope you have heard of it before. It's kind of a fairly universal known in the work realm, you know, the third gun. But there's any, you know, like you had mentioned earlier in the earlier segment, you know, there are some excellent aftermarket options out there for mounting, you know, a pistol, you know, to put it in your immediate reach inside of the vehicle.
Right.
Of course, it would have to be a firearm that would have to be managed just like any other firearm. But what I really see as the value of, like the one you mentioned, I can't recall the name of it, but, you know, the one where you mount the plate to your dash.
I don't know what that is called. I would love to have one.
I can't remember, dude. I know what you're talking about, Ed. But that's an excellent option for getting into and out of your vehicle. Your everyday carry gun becomes your vehicle gun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because before you get in, or shortly after you get in the vehicle, you can draw the pistol and put it in that mount and have immediate access to it. And then, of course, if you're going to break contact with a vehicle, you're going to take the pistol with you. That's an excellent management mechanism. I just don't dig on, you know, drilling holes in my dashboard. But it's also, the downside to it is it's a signature piece of gear. You know what I mean? I try to keep my vehicle as sterile as possible. You know, my vehicle doesn't look like a 201 file cruising down the road, or like some kind of gun vault. Or, you know, you might as well, you know, some of these cats, man, they might as well just spray paint it on the side of the vehicle. You know, I have guns locked up in here. Come get them. You know, make sure that you kind of fly under the radar, man. Don't be so... You know, you want to be unobtrusive, man.
Gotcha. I understand. I understand. I'm not too wild about drilling holes
on
my dash anyway. I have thought about trying to put some sort of gun safe in there, or a gun drawer on the back of it.
Right.
Because I have a hatchback, and I've seen a couple of guys that have those set up, although you're basically giving up the entirety of the back of your vehicle if you do that, so.
Right. Gun vaults got a lot of good options.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're on a pickup truck. But that's the good thing about, you know, necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go.
And people are coming up with good stuff all the time.
I just
you know, it depends on whether it's going to work for you or not.
Speaking of necessity, I'm glad you brought that up, because I just put up a video about having to carry guns in a fanny pack. Have you ever had to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been in environments where the fanny pack was really the only option.
Right. Now, why was that the only option, or can you tell me that?
Primarily... low vis and security.
Okay. Okay.
It depends on how you pack it, how you wear it. You know, there's a lot of different ways to wear a fanny pack, not just around your waist, you know, in front.
Now they call them crossbody, too. You can sling it across the front of your chest and all that other stuff if you want to. With some of them.
I like the sling bags. Today's sling bag.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to wonder if I don't have a thing for them because I just recently bought another one.
Well, wait till
set it up.
I'm collaborating with Tough Products, and right. we're making a set of sling bags that we're going to call Sheep's Clothing.
Okay.
Where you get to hide the wolf in it.
Uh-huh.
And the first one we made, I was looking for, everywhere I go, I carry a camera because I might film something while I'm there. But along with that, while I'm carrying a camera, if I've got all this gear and everything on me, it carrying this bag or that bag sort of might limit how I get to my gun. So we have the first bag is the full sized one, and it'll be some version of a wolf. And this one has a pouch that will hold up to a double stack 1911 in the back of it. So it would hold a Glock 34, anything you want to stick in it, it will hold it, and spare magazines. And inside, the interior of it is completely loop Velcro. So, you can put your camera in there, but you can also put your spare magazines in there. And you can also put, any trauma kits or anything you might have. And then we're going to go down one size for the, service pistol size. And then we're going to go down one size for the Glock 19 pistol size.
Okay.
And those are all designed to come out to look completely untactical, to look more practical. And thankfully for us, for me and you, Dave, thankfully the hipsters all wear these kind of crossbody bags, so we'll just look like we're trying to fit in.
Yeah, and frankly, dude, if it comes down to, whether it works for me or not, I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah.
If it works for me, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I kind of think no matter what I wear, it sort of looks like I'm carrying a gun, though, sometimes. Anyway, coming up on the next break. Dave, you can find Dave at combatspeed.com, which is a work in progress. This will be a fully comprehensive website. Before we know it, you'll be able to book a class with Super Dave, book some, find out where he's going to be, that kind of thing. And in the meantime, you can also check him out at Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president continues.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana. And maybe an additional stop.
After two nights of protests starting out peaceful and turning to rioting and looting, Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Chief Daniel McInnes says Wednesday night's protests were an improvement, but there were still a few arrests made.
We thank those yesterday who peacefully protested and obeyed the curfew. Unfortunately, not everybody did so. The sheriff spoke that it was a less tumultuous night, and I would agree.
USA Radio News. The director of the Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidance for coronavirus testing days after a quiet change sparked protests from some in the scientific and medical communities. In a statement, Director Robert Redfield says those who come in contact with confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients could be tested themselves even if they do not show symptoms of the virus. The CDC revising its testing guidelines earlier this week, limiting to those who show symptoms. Redfield said the guidelines issued on Monday had been coordinated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Firefighters are making headway on some of the wildfires in California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and seven people have died in the fires.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check him out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking about fanny packs and such. Now, for you, you know, you've had your knees replaced. When you had your knees replaced, how long of a rehab was that for you, and did you carry a gun when you were rehabbing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I carry a gun whenever or have immediate access to a blaster pretty much at all times. Under all circumstances, my knees were problematic. The recovery time, the initial recovery time, was like 3 months. Then I could function fairly well about 3.5-4 months. But in respect to, you know, letting the parts break in and getting back in action, it took me, I want to say, about 7-8 months.
Right.
I was a little ahead of the power curve, but my right knee was a little behind my left knee, so I had to work that out. But there were any number of times where, you know, I had an off-body requirement or, you know, anything else could be satisfied with, you know, my standard EDC reg.
Right.
But, you know, like yourself, I've become real partial to the sling bags. And right at the tail end of the last segment, you said something I didn't have a chance to respond to it, but you've got to look at signature gear. I mean, criminals aren't stupid. You know, for example, the most common one is the I'm wearing a gun vest. You know what I mean?
Right.
The signature clothing. You're never going to get away from that. If, you know, people are going to do the homework. They're going to do the homework. You know, if people want to get you, they're going to. The thing is try to, you know, be as unobtrusive as possible and blend. But sometimes it's just hard to do.
Indeed.
And, you know, frankly, I don't really care if anybody knows I'm wearing a firearm.
Right.
Or I have a firearm. I think, you know, just speaking strictly for myself, if there's anyone that is qualified to carry a firearm, I would like to think it would be me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not out there to put anybody at risk.
Well, I, you know, with me, as far as I say that I think most people can tell. I mean, most, like when I'm wearing long pants most of the time,
right?
They're cargo pockets. And, right. You know, I might wear like just regular sneakers or something and not wear like a pair of Under Armour combat boots or something, which, swear to God, I wish they'd had those when I was in the military. But all that being aside, you know, I can't help the way I regard the world, and it makes me wonder if anybody else notices how I'm regarding the world, because I don't have my face in my phone. I'm looking around. I'm constantly looking around. I may check my phone, but I mean, it's like, bang, bang, I'm out of there.
Yeah, you're aware of your goings on. I get it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know, wrong with that. You know, I mean, I've been accused of being paranoid. The fact of the matter is I've been around the world and seen enough to understand that there's evil in the world. And there's evil people out there, and they'll do whatever they can to whoever they can if they think they can get away with it. And I'm not having that.
Right.
So I just, you know, like to be prepared. And that's as far as I go with that argument.
But I don't think you can call that paranoid, though. I think being aware of reality. In a lot of ways, I think a lot of America has fallen for this virtual world. You know, they're very, very caught up in what's going on and everything in their social media and everything else. And
right.
The real world becomes a distraction from what they really want to spend their time with.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And put their attention to and everything else. And
I would call that a sickness.
Yeah, I
think he just described a disease.
It sounds like the Matrix, doesn't it? Yeah,
it's a technical disease. People get addicted to technology.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I agree with that.
But, see, the problem, let me ask you this, and I don't know. When I was in the military, we never had GPS. We had compasses and, you know, and maps.
Right.
Do they train today's soldier on how to read a map, or is it all electronic now?
In group, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I don't know what the regular Army does anymore, but I would like to think. See, this is one of those, it's so simple you can't see the forest for the trees issues.
Right.
What escapes a lot of people is the simple fact that if you're going to be a soldier, let alone a professional soldier, the one thing that you need to do is know how to navigate. And you should be able to use and learn and know how to use every type of navigation tool available. Because you can't soldier if you don't know where you're at on the ground.
Yeah. That becomes
that
paramount.
So you have to, navigation skills are critical.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, you know, look at it that way because, you know, their exposure to navigation is like, you know, Boy Scout compass course or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's fine. That's navigating, but it's its most basic form. But that is a critical skill when it comes to soldiering.
Yeah, you got to be able to find where you are. You got to be able to find where they are. You got to be able to know where you're going.
Well, if you want to take the macro look at it, on an individual level, you better know where you're at all times, just out of pure interest of survival. You know where you're at, period. You know, people get misoriented, whatever, make a wrong turn, wind up somewhere they shouldn't be or shouldn't go. Who knows, man? But you should always know where you're at on the ground.
There you go. Hang on for me right there. We're coming up. I want to continue with this because the whole technology thing, this always just fascinates me, and I like to see how many people think like I do. But for people that are interested in Dave Harrington, you got any gigs coming up here? Any classes coming up anytime soon?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I have shut down. I have checked fire on all current and short range targets and shifted focus to getting surgery done on my right Achilles tendon.
Gotcha.
I need surgery on my
butt. It is a work in progress at combatspeed.com, and you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. Just now, we just organically moved into the being reliant on high tech. What do you think happens if we ever have an EMP pop over the United States?
Wow. There'll be definitely a lot of hate and discontent going on.
Oh, yeah.
Some people will get left behind in the loss of technology because they rely on it so heavily.
Right.
Example, do you have a current Road Atlas in your vehicle?
Actually, I do, believe it or not.
Bingo. There you
go. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day because my GPS took me a totally different route the other day going to the same location with the same range facility up in Leesburg, Aries training facility. But my GPS, I don't know what happened, but it took me a completely different route, and I had to cycle through it and figure out why. And it had something to do with the time of day and the traffic. It modified the route for me so I wouldn't get jammed.
Right.
That's pretty high tech to me. But I knew where I was at on the ground because based on the route, I got my Road Atlas out and checked it out. And then I understood, you know, what the GPS was doing. I wouldn't have been able to do that without a Road Atlas.
Get
you know, you'd be surprised how many people don't know how to use a basic map. Something on a map.
If I were to say you have to first whenever I pull out a map, if I'm going to do land nav, first thing I'm going to do is orient the map to where it is set. The map is laid out the way I am facing. And if I were to try to explain that to somebody, most people are not going to get what I'm talking about. But you can't orient the map without a compass.
Right. You just orient it north and take a look.
Yep.
And do a comparative study. But where people fall down learning how to navigate is they have a hard time thinking three-dimensionally. You know what I mean? Because you have a two-dimensional reference to find yourself in a three-dimensional environment. And a lot of people can't make that mental leap.
Right.
Not a big deal. You know, not everybody can navigate. It's not for everybody. There are some things that you got to know and understand that go into developing that skill. But primarily, knowing and understanding the tools that you have to do it with. You know, like remembering to factor in your GM angle, you know, from grid to magnetic.
Yep.
But what is your GM angle, you know, based on where you're at? Blah, blah, blah. I always took a keen interest in navigation. You know, one, because my MOS was 18 Bravo. I was a weapons and tactics sergeant, so navigation was, you know, right, if not my highest priority, knowing where I was at on the ground. But when I was in Okinawa, I laid out a land navigation course up in the hills on the north end of the island for us to use. But I used, you know, you asked earlier about the GPSs and stuff like that. We had a early form of GPS. It was called a plugger. And it was very difficult to use, especially for somebody like me that is technically challenged in the first place. But I laid it out on a 10-digit grid for each point. And it took me, I don't know, 3-4 weeks to get it done, get it put in. But it paid off. It was I think the courses or that course is still being used to this day. But you got to know where you're at on the ground, man.
Yep.
You can't function without knowing your location.
I know what you were saying about most people can't, or land nav is not for everybody, but I mean, for a lot of people, I'm sure. Do you think COVID-19 woke anybody up? Because this was like a.
In respect to what?
About preparation.
In respect to what?
Preparation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole nation got a not jerked in its butt.
Well, I mean, the thing is, this was not that big of a deal to me. I mean, you know, after you go military basic training in the schools and the field exercises and the deployments and all the other stuff that you got to do in the military, when you try to explain to somebody it's unlike any other job you're ever going to have,
right?
Most everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, sure, and they can't fathom what that means, and at the same time, you know. Like, I think wearing masks are stupid, as an example. I don't think wearing a mask, most of the masks that are out there today don't really protect anybody or anybody that's wearing them. So, you know, but I wear them because it's required by certain people and it makes them feel better for me to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's not a question of my rights or anything. My rights are, I have control of them and they're in my possession all the time. And what I do not voluntarily. The other thing is, if I, the way some people are acting nowadays, which I'm afraid, with the election violence that is probably coming, a lot of these non-combatant civilian types are going to be in for a shock. But some people are going to, you know, a lot of people nowadays, their violence is their default angle to come at you from if you have a verbal disagreement.
Okay.
Which I see a lot of people getting on the, you know, they have verbal disagreements over the mask, and I'm carrying a gun. I don't want to, you know, I'm like you. I no longer have the luxury of sitting back there and going, okay, hand-to-hand combat position one, here we go.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't have that anymore. So I try to remove that part of everything out of my equation. But, yeah, the high-tech thing is interesting. We ought to talk about what you may, and I'll give you a week to just consider it because we're about 2 minutes out from being finished with the segment.
Okay.
But we ought to talk about what you think we might see. Because I get asked all the time, what do I think is going to happen with the election? And with some of this violence that we're seeing in places like in Portland right now, that probably looks like Beirut or Baghdad right about now.
Yeah.
And Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now they're in ashes now. So, you know, from the standpoint of looking at the states and everything, I'd like to see where your and we can talk about that next week. But where your
right.
Where you're, what you're looking at, what you think you see, you're seeing out there. I think we probably see the same thing. You may see it at a different angle because you spent more time in spec ops. And
okay,
I know that you guys have a
unique way of looking at things.
Multi-angular view of things.
Right.
You just, when you're looking at an area, all you see is nothing but opportunity and a little bit of terrain.
Right. Exactly.
So. This is why I hang out with people like Super Dave. But I think we're in for an interesting time and everything. And that's if nothing else happens. That's if we don't have an EMP pop or if we don't have any terrorist attacks or anything. We've been so lucky on that one, too. Hey, we're about to run out of time. Dave right now is getting ready to for another refit. So right now everything is on hold with that. But you can go to combatspeed.com. And you can also check on Dave and see what else he's got. And maybe pick up a guitar riff or two, because Dave can do some serious guitar licks there. I've watched him. Thank you for joining
me this afternoon,
sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. I look forward to talking with you next week.
You got it, Mang. Coming up next, just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.